Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now, let's get started. The faint glimmer of sunlight has become almost a mythic memory in the minds of the children born into the perpetual twilight of our times. The dimness is not just a metaphor for the gradual loss of hope, but a tangible darkness that has enveloped our world. It's caused by an unremitting cloak of smog and ash, discharged by the relentless burn of fossil fuels and wildfires that rage across dry, desiccated lands. It's the landscape of a world that, despite clear warnings, slid ungracefully into an environmental negrito from which it seems there can be no alchemical redemption. As the sky weeps acidic tears, claiming the vibrant colors of nature for itself, we must ask, how did it come to this? The cascade of climatic catastrophes, each more disheartening than the last, might suggest we are living the plot of a tragic, speculative fiction. But this is no author's grim fantasy. This tale is our own makings, a canvas painted with the brush of human negligence. Our journey into this dismal dusk began with the relentless advancement of industrialization, which birthed an insatiable hunger for energy. Forests that once stood as the planet's stalwart guardians were stripped bare, offering their bodies to the devouring maw of progress. Animals, plenteous and diverse, were summarily evicted from existence, severing threads in the intricate web of life so carelessly that we didn't notice the tapestry had begun to unravel. Rivers and oceans, once brimming with myriad forms of life, now serve as watery graveyards, their surfaces slick with the oil and refuse of consumer culture. Fishermen cast their nets, not in the hope of a bountiful catch, but out of sheer habit, pulling from the depths nothing but the detritus of a society too consumed with its immediate cravings to appreciate the slow poison it brewed. In this grim narrative, it's not the absence of light that is destroying us, but rather the lack of insight. We fashioned ourselves gods of this world, turning our backs on the sun, seeking solace in the electric glow of screens and synthetic fires. We believed that human ingenuity could outmatch the tenacity of nature. Yet, for all our hubris, we find ourselves naked against the forces we unleashed. The twilight we inhabit now is not gentle nor sweet. It is a harbinger of the long night to come. It whispers of the cold and of the silence that will follow when the last human voices fade into the endless dark. Stripped of the light, both literal and metaphorical, we wander, spectral and lost, in a landscape that no longer yields to our dominion. The sight of a child trying to blow the soot from a dandelion, its seeds struggling to take flight in the heavy air, is a poignant metaphor for our futility. The joy of such simple wonders is a treasure now buried under layers of neglect, accessible only in the old tales we tell. In closing, this darkness is both gift and lesson. It is the canvas upon which we're forced to see the reflections of our past deeds. The twilight gives us nothing to distract from our introspection, no glaring light to blind us to our follies. Perhaps, as our eyes adjust to this dimming world, we will learn to truly see, even if it is simply the consequences of a thousand tiny apathies that led to our communal dusk. Time is a loop that tightens with each pass, and within this ever-darkening gyre, we might yet find that spark of knowledge, the forbidden fruit of bitter experience. Before the light fades completely, and all that's left is to recount the tale of the dying of the light.